The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You'll remember that Planet Man and the Earth people were rescued from the Venusian traitors in the nick of time. Knowing that Tuma, Venusian Minister of Security, is the leader of the plot, Planet Man rushes back to Venusport to warn the President, whom they are now about to see.
All right, Planet Man. The President will see you now.
Thank you. Come, Pat, I want you to back up my story about the Minister of Security. Tuma is one of the most important men on Venus, and it's going to be hard to make the President believe he's a traitor. Sir, I know how busy you are, and I'm sorry I had to insist upon seeing you, but this is a matter of the greatest importance.
It's quite all right, Planet Man. Incidentally, I want to apologize for what happened. You may be assured it will not happen again. The Minister of Security has personally guaranteed to have you protected for the rest of your stay here on Venus. And you may rest assured that you are in safe hands.
I wish that were true.
What do you mean?
That's just why we came, sir. The traitors we captured in the city of the Dusters revealed that the Minister of Security was the leader of their movement here on Venus.
Oh, come, Planet Man. Surely you don't expect me to believe that Tuma is tied up with these traitors. Why, I've known him for years. I would trust him with my life. In fact, I do. It's his responsibility to guard this building and the members of the government themselves.
What better place for a traitor to be? And what's more, we understand that they plan to destroy Venusport.
I realize you wouldn't tell me these things unless you were sure of them. And I know you too well to think you would make such charges unless you were certain of the truth. Yet I can't proceed against Tuma without absolute proof.
I have an idea that might prove the point.
I'll do anything you suggest. Anything that will prove the truth of your accusations. But you come to me with evidence from the mouths of confessed traitors. And I can take their word against the honor of a trusted friend. Shall I call the minister in here and confront him with your charges?
Oh, no. That will be the worst thing to do. We'd only warn him in advance.
And what is your plan?
Will you detail a fast jet and a squad of men to me?
The entire space force of Venus, if you wish it.
No, just 5 men and a jet will be enough. If I can't succeed with them, a fleet wouldn't help me anymore. Thank you, Mr. President.
Danco, what are you going to do?
You remember Baca?
He was one of the two who invaded the cave city.
Remember, he said that a messenger came to him sent by the Minister of Security.
And that's what he said.
If I can get him to cooperate, we may be able to force Tuma to betray himself. But first, I must get him back here to Venusport.
How long has Danco been gone, Mr. President?
3 hours.
He should be back by now, Mr. President, shouldn't he?
If he succeeded.
Oh, Danco.
Baca has agreed to cooperate. Have I permission to proceed with my plan, Mr. President?
By all means.
You see, Pat, no one knows that Baca and Noki were captured to reveal the fact that the minister was a traitor. Baca has agreed, with a little help from Manu, to help us. If we can make the minister think they're alone together and have the president overhear the conversation, he'll have to believe what we've said.
It sounds fine, but how are you going to do it?
There's a spy mic hidden in the president's office. The minister will never suspect that he can be overheard. He himself inspects the room regularly to be sure that it's safe. I don't even want the president himself to know for fear he'd unconsciously look toward the microphone and give the whole show away.
I still don't know what you're going to do.
I'm going to have the president send for the minister, Tuma. And then I'll bring in Baca and say that I've just taken him prisoner. Then I'll ask the president to come with me and leave the two of them alone. We can listen from the next room.
It sounds awful tricky to me. Are you sure you can trust Baca?
I think so, but we've no choice. There's nothing else we can do. Tuma should be with the president by now.
Tuma, I've already apologized to Planet Man and the people from Earth for our failure to protect them. It must not happen again.
I give my word, Mr. President, that I'll personally attend to their safety for the rest of their stay on Venus.
I hope I can depend on you.
Have I ever failed you?
No, but I can't help wondering how the Earth people's dust buggy was so easily lost in the desert. Surely you must have given orders to the convoy to watch them at all times.
I've already explained, Mr. President. Someone in the convoy betrayed us. Even now, my men are checking. I'll know soon who the traitor was. You may be assured he'll never have another opportunity.
Tuma seems pretty sure of himself. Is he the real traitor, or has Danto been misled by Baca in a move to discredit the Goodwill Party in the eyes of the Venusians? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Danto the Planet Man, he was attempting to prove to the President of Venus that the Venusian Minister of Security was a traitor. A trap has been set for Tuma the Minister. As we find him now, the President is in his office waiting for Danto's next move.
Planet Man is here to see you, Mr. President.
Send him in. I presume you've met the Minister of Security, Tuma.
Yes, how do you do, sir?
I'm humiliated by what has happened, Planet Man. When I catch those who are responsible, I'll be sure that they never have an opportunity again.
Well, I think I've captured one of them myself.
And where is he?
Outside. Shall I bring him in?
By all means. Let's get to the bottom of this foul business.
Wait. I'd like to ask a few questions first. I'm curious as to where and how you found this man.
Well, of course. Anything you want to know.
Did you capture him here in the city?
No, in the desert.
In the desert? Where?
When we were attacked.
But I thought all those men were killed. That's what I was told.
No, that was a mistake. They weren't all killed. The one that we got pretended to be dead, but someone saw him move.
How is it all this was not reported to me?
Well, it was discovered after the party that brought us back left. Actually, had it not been for the dusters, he might have gotten away, but they detected the presence of a life force among those who were destroyed.
Why have you brought him here?
I thought you might want to question him personally. The president told me that I would meet you here.
All right, bring him in.
Right away. Baca, come in here.
Yes, sir.
Here's the man. He's a pretty specimen.
A typical traitor if I ever saw one.
What are you going to do with me? I told you it wasn't my fault. I didn't know what they were doing. They told me that these were outlaws we were hunting.
Speak when you're spoken to. Planet Man, I can see that this is the kind of case we in the Department of Security know very well how to deal with. He isn't worth your time or attention. Let me handle him.
Please, I tell you it isn't my fault. I'm innocent. I only did what they told me to do.
I'll take him with me to my interrogator.
Just a moment, Tuma. I'd like the president to see what kind of man these traitors are.
President has more important things to do than waste his time on filth like this.
I don't mind, Tuma. This is an unforgivable insult to our visitors. And I'd like to personally hear from this traitor's lips who his fellow conspirators are.
His kind must be given special treatment. My men are experts at it.
He wants to talk to me. I know he wants to talk to me. Don't let him take me away.
You expect sympathy from me? If it were up to you, I and all the rest would be burnt cinders in the dust desert.
But I told you, I didn't know.
Can I talk to you for a moment outside, Mr. President? There's something I'd like your opinion on.
Why, of course, Planet Man.
Mr. Minister, will you watch this traitor while we're gone?
You need have no fear. If he tries to escape, I'll burn him down like a Martian vulture.
Oh, no. Whatever you do, keep him alive. If you kill him, we may never find out who the real traitors are.
I'm afraid a fool like this will know nothing.
Nevertheless, he must be kept alive. Come, Mr. President.
I thought you were going to prove Tuma was a traitor.
That's exactly what I hope to do, Mr. President.
But how? He's in there and we're out here.
We'll see in a moment. Come over this way.
What's this?
Well, I've planted a spy mic in your office. If you listen, you may hear something that will surprise you. They're talking now.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help being caught.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean.
I tried to escape, but they caught me.
Are you out of your mind? Why did you tell me this?
No one is here. You don't have to pretend with me. I know you're the real leader.
Leader, pretend. What are you saying, fool?
The messenger you sent, remember?
I sent a messenger?
That's right. A messenger to tell me to meet Noki at the spaceport.
Noki? Who is Noki?
Noki was the man I was sent with to find Danto and the Earth people.
What kind of a story is this? One man tells me you were captured with a party that attacked them in the desert, and you tell me that you were with Noki. Noki was not with that party. He was to lead them to the planet men. How could you be in both places?
You see, Mr. President, he begins to give himself away.
Come. Tell me the truth. What is this all about? Why are you here? Were you with Noki or with that party?
I was with Noki.
Wait a minute. Who caught you?
Planet man.
Planet man? Where?
In the hidden city of the Dusters.
And where is Noki?
He's still back with the Dusters.
Then how did you get here?
Planet man brought me.
Planet man brought you here? Wait, what kind of trick is this? What have you told them? Quick, tell me the truth. This ray gun will put an end to your life once and for all.
Help! Someone help me!
All right, Dumas, drop it. Well, Mr. President, have you heard enough? Danto's hunch about Tuma, the Minister of Security, being a traitor proved to be right. And now, from the planet of dust, our goodwill throw a blast off shortly for Mercury. We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. The Planet.